All right, 284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. I have no idea why I'm giving that number out. We got it locked down because it's Monday and because we wrap crunch time with this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Run away! Run away!
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad.
How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Doc Nick.
Time for the Richter Scale, how we wrap up every Monday edition of Crunch Time, talking about the biggest news stories of the weekend, and then Steve rates how big of an impact they had. There's a lot of biggest and best going on Mondays. And we are tied. The Golden State Warriors were finally able to crack the Toronto Raptors by winning Game 2, 109-104. The Dubs trailed in Game 1 for over 43 minutes, which is not the best recipe for success, and that's why the Warriors leading for over 26 minutes last night was quite a big deal. Klay Thompson had 25, left early with a hamstring injury. Steph had 23, and Draymond Green was a rebound away from back-to-back triple-doubles in the finals. Boogie Cousins and Andre Iguodala were great on defense, and Kawhi, well, he had 34, just didn't have enough to get the Raptors to an unthinkable 2-0 series lead. There are still many days in between games. I'm assuming Commissioner Adam Silver is preparing for extra long lines at customs for both teams, and that's why the layoff is in place for Klay and KD to get healthy. So how important of a win was this for Golden State?
Whoa, on a scale of 1 to 10?
That's what I'm asking.
You need 4. They got 1. That's a 10.
Fair enough. The other finals going on are the Stanley Cup Finals. Boston hammered St. Louis 7-2 on Saturday, thanks to a pair of empty netters making the scoreline look even worse. Jordan Binnington, the 25-year-old rookie goaltender for the Blues who lit the league on fire, has now a below-average .909 save percentage. Eesh. And was pulled after giving up his 5th on the night. 12 Bruins had at least 1 point. Torrey Krug led the way with 3 assists and a goal, and the Bruins were 4-for-6 on the power play. Boston with a 2-1 series lead in game four tonight, which is going to be a major turning point in the series for St. Louis. How much of a win is, or how important is it for St. Louis to get a win in game four?
That's a must win. I don't care what anybody says, it's not over and it's not a must win. But on a scale of 1 to 10, them winning tonight is a 9.5 necessity.
Yes, indeed. Believe it or not, Boston indeed won another title this weekend, the Champions League. The Reds of Liverpool, owned by Fenway Sports Group, went to Madrid and took down the Hotspur of Tottenham. Liverpool got a penalty within 27 seconds of the game starting and then sat back for the next 85, making the Champions League final quite a bore. Spurs had plenty of chances late, but nothing came of it. And for a final, it was pretty unentertaining soccer after the first 35 seconds. Not only is it gross that Liverpool won their 6th European Cup title, but Boston can now claim to 3, soon 4, of the biggest sports trophies on the planet. Yay. How entertained were you watching the UCL final?
I made it my business to watch it, and I missed a chunk of the first half, but I watched the entire second half. So from an entertainment point of view, just because watching the crazy Euros root for their teams in Europe, I'll give it a 5, but otherwise a 5.5.
Yeah, it was not fun.
It was flat.
It was not fun. College baseball now. The road to Omaha is starting to be paved, and Oregon State will not be taking it. Oregon State, led by future number one pick Adley Rutschman, went 0-2 at home as the number 16 overall seed in the tournament. It's just the third time that the reigning national champion went 0-2 the year after winning the national title. The others, ASU in 78 and Fresno State, which is actually not a state, in 2009. In game one, OSU was trailing 5-2 in the bottom of the seventh, and Golden Spikes winner Adley Rutschman was at the plate and got the Barry Bonds treatment, intentionally walked with the bases loaded, and it looks like it worked out just like it did for the Diamondbacks in 1998. Cincinnati gets the upset. OSU is going home. How disappointing of a postseason exit was this for the Beavs?
A 10. They somehow despite the coaching change and some of the player personnel switcheroos and graduation and that, ended up hosting, and they lost them both. They'd never done that. So, yeah, it's a 9.5 disappointment.
I learned that in the entire history of Major League Baseball, there have been two intentional walks with the bases loaded. The one to Bonds in 98, the one to Josh Hamilton, I think it was in 2008.
Really?
Yeah, he goes the other one. Both of them were with two outs in the ninth inning. So Rutschman got his, I think, with one out in the seventh. And they were down.
They were like,
they were down
three. We're not pitching to this guy.
We're not going
to
do it. We can't do it. Last one. Speaking of Rutschman, the MLB draft is in just minutes away, which means Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell might actually be signed at midnight Sunday, the draft pick compensation drop that would finally come by signing either two of these players is gone. The draft order is set, and finally, these two elite pitchers are going to have a team to play for, right? I mean, the Twins and their 11.5 game lead seem like great options for either team to add some depth. The Cubs are 2-8 in their last 10, could use a closer, or like anybody in the NL East, all of them could use either of them to help out of in the pitching department. Now the line teams are spinning is, well, they haven't faced live pitching in over 8 months. It's probably going to take them another month to get ready, and that's a one-year deal. It's now a two-month deal. Baseball is broken and dumb. How sure are you that Keuchel and Kimbrell are going to sign this week?
This week?
This week.
Haven't I been telling you every time it comes up, they're going to get signed this week. They're
yes.
going to get signed this week.
Yes.
They're going to get signed this week. Well, now that they're actually able to, and you have another 50 players per team, so I've been at almost 100. I'm going to go 75.